regarding all these police suicides in New York City and Chicago. Although it happens, it has not been a significant problem here in Buffalo. And I was just hoping maybe you could put Buffalo in perspective about what's happening here compared to what perhaps is happening in larger urban centers.
Sure. So we have a very robust series of programs for officers to take advantage of. So we have an EAP, Employee Assistance Program, as well as a peer-to-peer support group. There's a Western New York Police Helpline and a few other different avenues that officers can take advantage of for issues that they may be experiencing. It could be issues work-related, family-related. We also have services that can extend to the spouse or family member of a police officer. So we encourage our officers to take advantage of these services. We are sure to instruct officers at the very entrance of their career in the academy of the existence of these services. And I think if you look over the last 20 years, you know, there's no stigma associated with being somebody that feels that they need help. Our officers' health is our number one priority in the Buffalo Police Department, and making sure that we have any available resources at their fingertips is extremely important to us.
It is important that you mentioned the issue of stigma. You've seen a decrease in that?
We have. You know, I've been on Buffalo PD now for over 21 years, and 21 years ago, it's something that was never talked about. There was no training offered, and, you know, you just saw really bad and horrible things, and you buried it deep inside and went about your day. And as more research has been conducted, it's, you know, been determined that 20-plus years, 5-plus years of that builds up and can have very negative consequences on the health and welfare of police officers. So in the last decade or so, again, more research has been conducted, and the more you know about a topic, the better decisions you can make and the better avenues are developed for officers to deal with it. And again, I think today, you know, the stigma behind wanting help, the stigma behind even talking about these things is removed to a certain extent.
I do remember over my career in broadcasting that I've talked with two or three police officers about their personal experiences. One, Captain Faramuska, you probably knew him, had someone he knew murdered, and he talked, you know, personally about that. And would you mind talking a little personally about some of these cases that I'm sure have gotten to you over the 20 years?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I've been involved in a multitude of horrific cases where, as a patrol officer, you know, you're exposed to horrific, gruesome crime scenes. As a detective, I worked in the sex offense squad, and I saw and witnessed crimes that are just unthinkable there. As a lieutenant, supervising a platoon, responding to horrific things. I've had members of my platoon having to take that person to a crime scene where their son was dead. As a captain, same thing. I'm also on the crisis management team, so we're the hostage negotiators for the city. I've had friends of mine kill themselves behind a door that I was on the other side of. I mean, so not ashamed to say that I've, you know, been there, done that. I've had to talk to people. As a group, we've done it. We always decompress, debrief after these stressful situations. And it's just now, I think, becoming more a normal course of conduct than, you know, what we've had available, I guess, to say, you know, over the course of my career. It's definitely a much better place. And again, it's a new generation of officers out there on the street. It's a generation that's not so afraid to talk about their feelings, to talk about things that bother them. And, you know, I think it's obviously leading to much more positive outcomes for law enforcement officers.
You've raised my blood pressure just listening to what you've gone through, but how have you personally, how do you get past that?
Well, again, I mean, when you sign up to become a police officer, you have to go into this with eyes wide open, as they say. And, you know, it's a front row ticket to life. You will see things, as do firefighters and paramedics, you know, you will see things that most people never want to see or experience. So you have to understand that going in. And you have to, again, just have a strong support network at home. You have to have, you know, strong family, friends behind you. And you just, when you feel that you need to talk through something, again, there's resources out there to do that. In the BPD, I can't speak for other agencies, but the BPD really is a family. And, you know, we take care of one another to the best of our abilities. And having that support system in place is really key to having, or I should say, not having the issues that some other departments have unfortunately been plagued with in terms of officer suicides.
And Violani was talking about, you know, this is not only important for the officers themselves, their families, et cetera, but of course the citizens of Buffalo or wherever. Today, how would you characterize the overall health of our police force?
I think the overall health of our department is very, very good. Like I said, we definitely have gotten in front of this topic. We have a number of officers that volunteer to be on these support groups and peer groups, and you know, like I said, we offer training in it, and we encourage the use of it. So, and I would agree. I mean, the physical health of a police department is important. You obviously want fit officers that are going to be able to respond, you know, to the call of duty, as they say. But emotional health is just as important, and you want officers that are engaged. And, you know, the key is knowing that, you know, we don't choose to see what we see. An officer goes to work, and in the blink of an eye can be exposed to life and death. And it's just important to know on the flip side that if you, you know, happen to be part of a traumatic incident, that there's support there if you need it.